This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My conversation with the mayor, Muriel Bowser, coming up in around 20 minutes, around 10:20, 10:25, we talk about the state of the RFK deal. Yes, the city council last night, I guess, got together with some members of the team at a lovely Italian restaurant on Prospect Street called Cafe Milano last night. That happened, and the news broke on that after I talked to her, but nothing came out of it definitive as of now. Anyway, Mayor Bowser, 10:20 this morning. This from Quinn to start the show. Kevin, you've already done a show asking the TJ Watt, Terry McLaurin trade question. Please let me help you today. Don't do it. It's never going to happen. And the responses will drive both of us crazy to think that most fans wouldn't want TJ Watt, even if it means giving up Terry, is mind-numbing. Quinn, thanks for trying to produce the show today. Yeah, we are going to talk about TJ Watt potentially being available. And Adam Schefter had some stuff yesterday on Terry and J.J. Watt, which we'll get to here in a moment. We did a poll last week. We sort of just did the hypothetical, would you just swap out, you know, Terry for T.J. Watt? Now, just so everybody understands, T.J. Watt's value is much greater than Terry McLaurin's. So you'd have to give up, you know, probably more than just Terry McLaurin to get TJ Watt. I had some of you saying, only if it comes back with draft picks too. You guys are out of your mind. TJ Watt is valued much higher than Terry McLaurin. Both great players. Both great players, but, you know, come on. Like, the top 100 NFL players ranking list is going to start coming out, I think, today. Right, Max? Today it'll start coming out probably in, you know, 10 at a time over the next, you know, several weeks. But CBS Sports did their NFL top 100 last week. TJ Watt was ranked as the 11th best player in the league, and Terry was the 81st best player in the league. Terry's good. I think he was 12th among the receivers, 10th or 11th, 12th, something like that among the receivers. But he's not TJ Watt. Come on, people. Watch more than just our games. Please. TJ Watt is a massive difference maker. He's one of the three best defensive players in the game. But we did the poll last week I can't say that I was shocked. I was surprised at the results. But we did the poll last week on Twitter. With contract rumors swirling, Kevin wants to know if Commanders fans would rather have Terry on the roster next year or TJ Watt. 75% of our fans said Terry. 25% said TJ Watt. I love the devotion to Terry, and that's not condescending. I do. I love that there is a player on the team and has been on the team that's been worth sort of the praise and the feeling of one of ours and the respect, everything. He deserves all of it. I mean, he dealt with the worst of times, and then last year finally got a taste of nearly the best of times. And we saw what kind of player he could be last year with a really good quarterback. He had terrible quarterbacks before last year. I mean, horrendous non-starting NFL quarterbacks. He had decent backup quarterbacks. I got this from Michael T. yesterday. Kevin, why do you always put Terry McLaurin into the other category? He's much more than other or afterthought. He's not top 10, he's top 5. You're just wrong and harsh when it comes to him. Yeah, I just can't buy into that. You know, I think that he's much closer to 10 than he is 5. And I've given you my reasons before. First of all, I could list easily 8 or 9 that I would rather have. But if you were just, you know, joining the conversation and you said, let me just at least look at like some numbers. I mean, Terry finished 19th last year in the league in receptions, after one of the best years, really the best year of his career. 19th. He was 15th in receiving yards. 15th. He was 32nd in the league in average yards per catch. Now, these are just traditional, you know, statistics. I mean, there is the eye test. There are advanced numbers. He did have 13 touchdown catches, the best of his career. He finished 2nd in the league to Ja'Marr Chase with 13 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase had 17 touchdowns. Quarterback does make a difference. 7 was his career high before last year. He did that as a rookie with what? Case Keenum throwing him the majority of those touchdowns, I would guess, right? 2019, Case Keenum. First game that Terry played against Philadelphia, Case Keenum was the quarterback. I forget how many games Case Keenum played that year. It was a forgettable year, for sure. But the best year he had had leading up to last year was 4 or 5 touchdowns. 4 or 5. He had 13 last year. That was an outlier. The 19th in receptions, 15th in receiving yards, 32nd in average yards per catch are not outliers. Now, I think he's better than the 19th best receiver in the league, or the 15th best receiver in the league, or the 32nd best receiver in the league. I think he's somewhere around 10, plus or minus a spot or two. He's not TJ Watt, people. And you're not getting TJ Watt. First of all, I do agree with Quinn. This is not happening. The Steelers are not going to trade TJ Watt, and I don't believe Washington is going to trade Terry McLaurin. But I think if TJ Watt were available, Washington should 100% be interested. And with the trade yesterday that the Steelers made, trading Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, and there were some picks involved in there, it shows they're willing to do, you know, player for player. I don't want to part with Terry McLaurin. I don't. I mean, what will we have at wide receiver? I mean, Deebo Samuel, you know, we would be hoping big time that, you know, you've got Noah Brown healthy and Luke McCaffrey steps up, etc. I mean, we might have to start rooting that Michael Gallup isn't washed up. Not that he was ever, you know, a star player anyway. I don't want to part with Terry McLaurin. But if you entertain TJ Watt in a TJ Watt trade conversation as Washington, Pittsburgh's not just taking Terry back. You'd have to give up more. I hope people realize that. This is not apples to apples in terms of the players. Now, trade value, you know, demand, you know, interest in moving on from, you know, contract, you know, compensation is always a part of the conversation. And we always get it wrong. But in terms of the two players, and I saw a lot of this morning as I was preparing for the show, I would do it if we also got, you know, a first or a second back from Pittsburgh. You're high. It's the other way around. Like, you'd have to give up more than just Terry to get one of the top 10 to 12 players in the league back in a trade. Not a first rounder, no. And Washington doesn't have a lot of draft compensation moving forward. You know, it might just be like a third or a fourth or something like that. But you're not. It's not a man up trade. That would be stupid for Pittsburgh to do. You know, it reminds me of one of the dumbest deals. All due respect to Clinton Portis, who I love dearly, but one of the dumbest deals in franchise history. I mean, this was really at the height of everybody calling to see if Washington would do a trade with them because they knew they would get the better of the deal. But Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis, where Washington ended up giving up, in addition to Portis, a second rounder for a future Hall of Fame corner who was already an elite level corner. We know the difference, right? Much harder to find corners than running backs. That was one of the all-time dumbest trades ever. Clinton turned out to be a really good player here, and Champ turned out to be a really good player there. And I think they drafted Tatum Bell with the number two pick that they ended up getting from Washington. I think that's who it was. But it should have been the other way around. So teams are dumb sometimes, and they don't understand the value of players. And there's a lot that went into that Champ Bailey. One of these days, somebody is going to, you know, spill the beans on the entire Champ Bailey out of Washington deal, because there was a lot going on. But in terms of just value, Washington shouldn't have been the team giving up the second. They should have been the team receiving the second with the player. And in this particular case, all due respect to those of you who believe otherwise, unless Pittsburgh's stupid, you know, you wouldn't be able to just trade Terry for TJ Watt without giving up a little bit more. I'm not saying a lot more, but they're two different players on the, you know, value. TJ Watt's a top 10-ish player in the league. Terry McLaurin is a top, you know, 75-ish player in the league. Still pretty impressive, but not what TJ Watt is. So, Quinn, we are going to probably talk about this on the show today because there was a lot that came out yesterday. This was Adam Schefter yesterday being asked about the Terry situation in Washington by the Pat McAfee Show.
Schefter, last time we talked to you, we mentioned how Terry McLaurin and Washington are pretty far apart on his, you know, new contract. He's not happy about that. Has there been any progress with that whole situation, or do you have any kind of update there?
That's a tough one. I know there is an update. There's no update, which is the update, and that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation. I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like TJ Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
Adam Schefter yesterday on the Pat McAfee show. Later on in the afternoon, he also said multiple teams have shown interest in trading for TJ Watt. You know, suggesting that maybe Pittsburgh has, is not that far away from perhaps being willing to discuss it. I agree with what Adam said at the end. I don't think either player is going to get traded. You know, Pittsburgh and Washington are similar but so different. Similar entering 2025. Similar in that it feels very much like both franchises are in win-now mode, but for totally different reasons. Pittsburgh's in that mode because they've got a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that is going to play his last season, more likely than not, in 2025. And they're going to try to, you know, get as much out of the best quarterback situation they've had since Roethlisberger, a healthy Roethlisberger, was in Pittsburgh. So they're going, you know, all in maybe is an exaggeration, but they're really focused on trying to win it all or go as far as they can in 2025, whereas Washington's all in as well, but it's because they've got a quarterback on a rookie deal who is 16 years younger or 17 years younger, whatever it is, than the other quarterback. That's why I just don't see Pittsburgh moving on from a player who would have, if they were to have a great season, and let's just say win 12 or 13, contend for an AFC championship, I would put them right now in the AFC. Me personally, I would put them behind, obviously, Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore. But I, unlike many, I think I saw Aaron Rodgers play at a pretty high level at the end of last year. As, you know, the Achilles injury started to get more into a groove, they added Devontae Adams. It was a terrible team defensively. They were a terrible team special teams-wise with their kicker situation. I think Aaron Rodgers played not MVP Aaron Rodgers football, but he played like at least a top half of the league starting quarterback at the end of the year. And if Pittsburgh got that from Aaron Rodgers, you know, with DK Metcalf and Freiermuth and now Jonnu Smith, who was a part of that deal, I think Pittsburgh would be fourth for me after Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore. I think they would, but they can't move on from TJ Watt. They got to figure out a deal and keep one of the three best defensive players in the league. And I do know, you know, when the Steelers got into that slump at the end of last year, you know, a lot of it had to do with what they were offensively, but they also, you know, started to slump defensively when they lost four or five in a row at the end of last year, heading into the postseason, when really the game against Baltimore wasn't very competitive. But a lot of that was pressure put on the defense because offensively they just weren't consistent enough with Russell Wilson at the helm. You know, they struggled to score at times, but they also had some games last year, like here, you know, when they had the big throw to Mike Williams late in the game for the lead. It was Mike Williams, right? The former Charger receiver who had signed with Pittsburgh that caught that touchdown over St. Juste in the fourth quarter for the lead. I got to look that up. I think it was Mike Williams.
It was Mike Williams.
Yeah. That was probably the best throw of the year for Russell Wilson.
It was great throw. And
great throw.
It helped us quite a bit. It killed Benjamin St. Juste.
Yeah, I mean, that process may have started even before.
Well, sure. But it was the final nail in the coffin.
By the way, I forget, where is Benjamin St. Juste? Where did he land?
I believe he is a Los Angeles Charger.
Yeah, I think that's right, actually, right when you said it. All right, so we will, Quinn, much to your dismay, we will end up having this conversation. And it's more about, you know, what would you be willing to give up for a TJ Watt? Look, that is a missing piece. You look at our roster, and it's obvious when you look at the roster, without knowing a lot about what the coaches think, because the coaches may think, no, you guys don't know what's coming with, you know, Javon Kinlaw. You guys have no idea what Frankie Louvu is going to be like in year two in this system, and you have yet to see how good Javonte John Baptiste is. We think he is, you know, a potential star as a pass rusher. I mean, they may think a lot of things about the team, and they obviously have much more information. But when the run-of-the-mill fan of the team looks at the roster, what's glaring? No defensive pass rusher. No defensive star. I think Louvu's a, you know, an emerging star. I mean, he was a second-team All-Pro linebacker last year, so he's recognized as a star linebacker, but I'm talking about getting to that level where people talk about him, you know, in the way they, not necessarily in the way they talk about Myles Garrett or TJ Watt or Trey Hendrickson, but, you know, maybe that next tier down. But that's the glaring hole. TJ Watt would fill that glaring hole easily. Yeah, I'd be interested if I were Washington. I'm trying to win the GD Super Bowl this year or next. Yeah, you got to pay him. But pass rushers age well, typically. He's 30, and he is, you know, he's a dominant, game-changing defensive player. Period. Haven't had one of those since Sean. Mayor Bowser next, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So a few things happened yesterday. Phil Mendelson told Fox 5 that the vote on the RFK Stadium deal might not happen until mid-September. They are taking their time. And then last night at Cafe Milano in Georgetown, it was reported by our friend Eric Flack and I think others that the city council was meeting for dinner with some of the Washington Commanders ownership group, including Josh Harris. Now, yesterday, early afternoon, I had a conversation with Mayor Bowser before some of these things came out about the state of the RFK deal. I started off by, you know, asking her how many times a day does somebody come up to her or text or call and say, is this RFK football stadium thing going to get done or not?
Well, I'm getting it more now. I think that D.C. residents and sports fans alike have been excited since we made the announcement that we have an exclusive agreement with the Washington Commanders to bring our team home. And people want the council to do their deliberations, get their questions asked, and approve our deal.
You said last week, you tweeted, D.C.'s on the verge of the single largest private investment in our city's history. We've secured a partner in the Commanders who will bring $2.7 billion and kickstart the development of the rest of the RFK campus. We can't let this window of opportunity close. So, is it closing?
Well, this is how I live my life, Kevin, and it has been borne out in many, many experiences, is that sometimes in life, windows of opportunity open. And those people and those organizations who are successful figure out a way to get through the window, because you never know when it's going to close. You never know how fast it's going to close. In this case, I negotiated an exclusive agreement that runs through July 15th after many months of negotiation. And after kind of our own Hail Mary late December of last year, where we got the site in D.C.'s control after decades and decades of being under the control of the National Park Service. So we've done a lot of work. We have the right partner, and the time is now.
Right. And it's been 2 months since that, you know, exciting, you know, borderline celebratory press conference with you and Josh Harris and many, you know, former players, et cetera. And today, Chairman Mendelson told Fox that he would not call the council to a vote during their August recess, meaning that it could get pushed back to mid-September. So your thoughts on where the council is right now on the vote?
The council has a lot of daylight ahead of it in this session. They can be and consider my budget proposal all the way through August 4th. And we know that we're going to keep working. The team and I are in lockstep on making sure all the council members have the information that they need, and so that we can get there. What I can't do as mayor of the district is, having gotten us this opportunity and secured $2.7 billion, no sports teams are paying towards stadiums anywhere in the United States of America. But we secured a $2.7 billion investment. The team is going to be responsible for building the stadium and any overruns related to building the stadium. And we will be able to develop the rest of the 180 acres of the campus, which could include up to 5,000 or 6,000 units of housing.
Look, you've done a good job of presenting this. I think you communicate very well to begin with, just as an aside. But with respect to this issue, it's obviously been communicated well, because the majority of D.C. residents recently polled are in favor of getting this done on the RFK site. That's unusual when any level of tax dollars are going towards building a new stadium. You said last week, you indicated in that post story that the team's not happy about the potential delays in voting on this. How would you describe where you are today in terms of frustration or losing patience?
Well, this is what I know. And, you know, I served almost 8 years on the council of the district. I chaired the council's economic development committee. I delivered the legislation that approved the Audi field. So I know how the legislative process works. I know the tools that are at the council's disposal. And I think that everybody should be treating this urgently. Nobody should have the kind of nonchalance that I've heard from some that, oh, well, what's a month? What's 2 months? What's 3 months? I think it introduces a level of uncertainty and risk that's intolerable for most business organizations. And the political uncertainty is also real. So that's why it's important that once everybody has what they need, and the council has done its own study, which I understand will be delivered in July, actually this week, July 3rd, I was told they would have a draft. They scheduled a hearing. We think they should advance that hearing to no later than July 21st. And I know a lot of people are interested to testify. And then that will line them up for a vote. Now, a lot of people have spoken very positively about the stadium and getting there. So I think everybody just needs to buckle down, work day and night if necessary to get any issues ironed out, and vote.
What you just said, buckle down, work day and night. You know, I hear the urgency in your voice. I would imagine that this is what Josh Harris and Mark Ein and Mitchell Rails and the key people with the team, that they are urging as well, that it's roll up the sleeves time and get it done. Have they expressed that to you?
Listen, these folks have been at the table with us really since last June, working on a great plan. We've brought in the world's best in terms of finance and also stadium development, and that's how we got to the deal that we got to. And so I won't speak for the team. I do know that I have the only exclusive agreement right now. And I don't want to lose it. And no one should want to give that up.
What are the reasons right now? Net it out as to why it's taking the council so long.
Well, I want to be fair to council members. It's a big deal, and all stadium projects have their, you know, some level of back and forth. So I get that. They're considering my budget. I get that. But all budgets are handled in 70 days. That's what the statute allows. And this is a budget item. And so the council has the ability to consider it as such. And like I said, I think they read the tea leaves. They see that D.C. residents are supportive. They understand if nothing happens here, that site may not be developed for decades because we don't have another big investor. We don't have another employer or company saying, hey, D.C., here's $2.7 billion. Why don't you get started at RFK? We have the right partner who's bringing these dollars to the table and guarantees us activity, jobs, and economic activity at that site in 2030. Now, everything that the council does to delay it puts at risk some big events. The Women's World Cup is coming, and if we don't have a stadium on the way, they're going to pass us by, just like the World Cup has passed us by that's coming to the U.S. So time does matter in terms of being able to deliver and the economic development that comes with the stadium being open. But I think the time also matters in terms of introducing more risk, political risk, economic risk, financial risk, you name it, more risk is the only thing that comes out of a delay.
You said 70 days to consider, you know, a budget item, which this is. Where are we, about 60 days since you guys signed the term sheet with the team?
August 4th, I think, is the day, is the 70th day of the budget cycle.
Mayor, what are the issues with the council? What part or parts of the deal that you cut with the team back in April do you think they want tweaked or even changed entirely?
Well, they won't tell me. I mean, literally, they won't tell me. So I think they gave more to the Washington Post last week than they've told me or the team. And so that's what I'm talking about when I say let's all get in a room, hammer it out, and come up with if there are terms that make sense. Now, I will say, like, we didn't leave a lot. I don't think we left anything on the table. Like, we negotiated hard. We got $2.7 billion, a roofed stadium that's going to generate tons of economic activity. So I think we've always expected that the council members would negotiate a community benefits package. With having spoken to the community and focused on getting D.C. residents employed, having small businesses have opportunities on the site, focus on youth sports. By the way, our deal includes building an indoor sportsplex that would be for D.C. And so I think that it's always been contemplated that that community benefits package would be negotiated at the council, at the council's process. And I'm looking forward to that being delivered at the same time.
The negotiation exclusivity runs through July 15th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you concerned that post July 15th, the team will negotiate with, say, Maryland, as an example?
Listen, I think the team wants to be at RFK. We want them to be at RFK, but they do business. They don't do politics. And so I think that we have an agreement. I stand by our agreement, and we both stand side by side in our willingness to answer all the council's questions and get to a yes this summer. And that's important. Now, I've been around this long enough to know, and you know what we went through last year with our sports teams. And so that's why having a period of exclusivity was, like, I insisted that that be a part of the term sheet. That's why I protected so vigorously, because I was that other jurisdiction. I was that other jurisdiction when I see a deal that wasn't solid. Our deal is solid. We have a signed term sheet. That wasn't the case in the Virginia deal, but I know how this can go. And so I think we all need to treat that that period of exclusivity with the seriousness that it deserves.
All right, two more, because I'm adding this one. I'm just curious, how much, do you know how much revenue a 2031 Women's World Cup would generate for the city?
Oh, you know, I do. We have kind of a back of the envelope, and I think we estimated a delay. I don't want to guess. I'll get somebody to get it back to you.
Okay.
But it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars of delay of economic activity.
All right, last one, and this is sort of, you know, the way I do things on radio. Level of concern, 5, you're really concerned about this deal getting done. 0, you've got zero concern. Our football team's going to be playing in a brand new stadium on the RFK site by the year 2030. Where are you today?
that's a good question. Listen, I'm concerned right now that everybody buckle down and get to work. I'm not concerned about our deal. Our deal is solid. It pays off for D.C. And at the end of the day, I think everybody wants the same thing. So I will put my level of concern, because, you know, when you're a big city mayor, you're concerned about everything. I'll put it at a 4.
Okay. Well, that's one away from very concerned. But we'll leave it at that. Bring it across the finish line. I know you've done, you know, most of what you need to do, and this rests probably a lot with the council at this point. But thanks for the time, as always. Yep. Hope you're well.
Thank you. We're going to get it done. Have a good one.
That was Mayor Bowser, a conversation I had yesterday with her. Again, last night there were reports of a dinner meeting between ownership, football team ownership, and some of the city council. We'll see if anything comes out of that. I am curious, because I know there are a lot of smart people, or at least some smart people listening to this show, who may even have some insight as to how these things get done. We haven't had anything like this really since the baseball stadium, and that barely passed the city council back in 2006 or whatever year that was, 2005. But where do you think this is? The mayor at the very end expressed a level of 4 on a concern scale of 0 to 5, 5 being very concerned, 0 being zero concern over this deal getting done. I thought Mendelsohn's statement to Fox 5 yesterday was what she talked about. I think you could hear in her voice and in what she said multiple times that there is a sense of urgency that she and the team wished the council had, and maybe the council has very good reasons for not being urgent, or maybe they believe they're being urgent, and perhaps they are. But, you know, locking yourself in a room for day and night, as she talked about, until you've got all of the information and you are ready to vote, seems to be a path they might consider traveling long before September, because the team does want to make a $2.7 billion investment in the city, and they want to open this stadium in 2030, and they want access to some of the big events that will be coming right around then, 2031, the Women's World Cup. Remember, that's not a one-day event either. That is a multi-week event with several games, and it is a tremendous economic windfall for cities that host it. I would imagine the Men's World Cup is even, you know, exponentially higher, but the Women's World Cup is a big event as well, and this is really, comparatively to a lot of U.S. cities, a strong soccer market. So if you want to weigh in and you've got strong thoughts and maybe even some experienced thoughts on this, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I still think it gets done. It gets done in a manner in which the team is not forced to, you know, threaten going back to Maryland or Virginia or anywhere else to have conversations. The team's made it very clear they want to be in D.C. The deal with the city appears to be a good one for the team as well. So I think that ultimately everybody gets it together here over the next, say, month, and it gets voted on, and they get 7 votes. And we're, you know, on a path, and the process begins towards building not just a stadium, but everything that will go up around it and on that campus sometime later this year. 301-230-0980 if you'd like to weigh in on anything that the mayor said or anything regarding this situation. I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, NBA free agency is officially underway. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. signed a 5-year deal worth up to $240 million to stay in Memphis. And the Nuggets traded Michael Porter Jr. to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Cam Johnson. And reigning MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander signed a massive 4-year deal worth $285 million, giving him the largest annual salary in NBA history. NHL free agency continues as the Caps signed 25-year-old defenseman Declan Chisholm to a 2-year deal yesterday, and this morning, Martin Ferravari has reached a deal with the team to stay in Washington, signing a 7-year deal worth up to $42 million. Tonight, the Nats return from their West Coast road trip to take on the Detroit Tigers. Jack Flaherty takes the bump against Trevor Williams. First pitch will be at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
11 a.m., 10 minutes from now, Nick Faribault from the Steelers Breakdown podcast is going to jump on with us. We'll talk about T.J. Watt and, you know, what percentage chance he thinks the Steelers would actually trade him. Right now, 301-230-0980, the mayor told me that on a concern scale, you know, a concern scale, 0 equals 0 concern, 5 equals very concerned. I asked her, where is she right now when it comes to getting a deal done? Not just getting a deal done, getting the city council to approve the deal that she negotiated. Where is she concern-wise? And she said a 4. Where are you and why? 301-230-0980. Our guy Hayden in Arlington. Hayden, what's up?
Well, I'll match her 4, Kevin. I don't think she has the votes right now. I think she's got a council of crooks. Maybe not all of them, but I think some of these people are out there to line their pockets. But the reason I'm at a 4, not a 4.5 or a 5, is I think that the ace up the sleeve is President Trump. I think that he's going to be the knight in shining armor here, and he's going to get this deal over the finish line.
How?
I think when you... when you've got the power of the IRS and the power of the federal government to do some investigating on these crooks, I think that's the way to back channel these people to get them to vote the way you want. I'm sure their pockets will be greased along the way. But when you've got the power to investigate them federally, and we've got one councilman currently.
What would the incentive be?
His incentive? Oh, his incentive is he loves to have these big projects built. I think he wants to get credit for having this stadium built. And when they're playing that soccer, the World Women's World Cup here in 2031, he'll be there with a big smile on his face saying, I was the one who got this built. I think, okay. And he said so immediately after the initial release. He was fully on board, showing pictures of the design, showing how beautiful it looked, having the Capitol in the background.
Yeah.
And don't forget that they do. Congress could. I don't think it would ever get to that. I don't think the Congress was going to get involved. But they could compel the D.C. They control the D.C. budget. If they wanted to compel D.C. budget to pay for the stadium, they could.
Well, let me just say, the part that you didn't emphasize, which, you know, I don't think that he'll get involved in this. I don't at all, actually. But is that Josh Harris and the president are very friendly. You know, Josh Harris was a big contributor to his campaign and has been actually helpful as a consultant, was during the first Trump administration. So that might be a reason. Thank you, Hayden and Arlington. We'll talk about more important things like the recruiting class that Buzz Williams has coming in the next time we speak. JYD, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
Well, hey, JYD, what's up?
I think the deal will get done, but the city council is treading sort of lightly, simply because I think they are also waiting to see how much Medicaid for the city, food stamps for the city for the poor who can't provide for themselves. What's in the big beautiful bill? You know,
right.
So what other commitments the city is going to have,
right,
which will
yep.
have to take place. So I think,
yeah,
I think that's why it's not getting done right now.
All right, JYD, appreciate it. Yeah, they are obviously, they've made that effort to separate the stadium from the 26 budget. There are a lot of political issues. There's a lot that the city's been dealing with here over the last several months. I understand all of that. And she was very, she emphasized the difference between, you know, politics and business. And that, you know, Washington's football team ownership, they don't deal in politics. They deal in business. You know, a $2.7 billion investment into this campus is the best offer they've had. We know as city residents, as D.C. residents, what that area has looked like, what that campus has looked like now for decades. You know, even when they were playing soccer games and even baseball games for a few years, we know what it's looked like certainly for the last 10 plus. They've got an opportunity to do something with it. By the way, I didn't answer the question. How concerned am I on a scale of 0 to 5? 0, no concern over the deal getting done. 5, very concerned. I would be at like a 2, maybe even less than that. The mayor has to be concerned. By the way, it's also beneficial for her to look like, you know, she's concerned and that the city council is delaying this and putting it at risk, political risk, business risk, etc., only to have it, you know, completed and done where she, you know, she's not setting the expectation bar beyond where she should. So I think that's probably the right way to go. But I think I'd be at like a 1 right now. A 1, maybe a 1.5. Kevin in D.C. Kevin, where are you? Concern scale on the RFK deal getting voted on and passed by the city council. 5, very concerned. 0, not concerned at all. Where are you?
I'm a 4.5 right now. Born and raised several blocks from the RFK
yep.
site. Diehard Redskins Commanders fan. This is D.C.'s big, beautiful bill. And I say that in the sense that, you know, the Congress pulled back $1 billion of D.C. money. And what the mayor is doing to get this stadium is she is taking a hatchet to essential services in the D.C. I'm for the stadium, but I'm not for cutting out child care. I'm not for cutting out police officers. I'm not for cutting out firefighters. at the same time that crime is escalating in D.C., carjackings are escalating, and to satisfy the bill or the stadium, you're cutting the services that we need to reel in some of these other major issues in our city.
By the way, haven't carjackings in D.C. come down significantly over the last year? I thought that I've read that recently. 2023, you know, early 2024 was a major problem, but then it, you know, I think a lot of these, I forget what they call them, almost pop-up police areas in some of the areas in town, carjackings, I thought, have fallen significantly in the last year. I could be wrong.
So just your regular carjackings might have dropped, but they're more violent now. People are dying while being carjacked. A lot of the murders in D.C. I am actually a community advocate. I actually pastor a church in the city, so okay. I'm in the meetings, and the violent carjackings have increased throughout the city. And I think that what the council is saying is that, you know, this stadium is going to hurt our constituents. You know, it's going to hurt our constituents because now you're going to roll back what we put in place to address these violent crimes to satisfy a beautiful stadium. And I think that she needs to kind of relook at the, if you look at the budget that she proposed, it strips the things that have been put in place over the last five years to help with the issues in D.C. She needs to find other ways to pull back money and resources instead of those essential areas.
Kevin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it as always. And I know you've been here your whole life. Those of you that I didn't get to, maybe we'll come back to it next hour, but we do have a guest scheduled. Nick Faribault from the Steelers Breakdown podcast will join us next. We'll talk about TJ Watt and whether or not it's true that he might be available. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.